When a new person wanders into your church on a Sunday morning, how does your church treat them? How do you treat them? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to Fresh. I received an incredibly sad email from a man the other day. This is what he wrote. I'm not a Christian. I try to avoid Christians. I lost my wife and children a while back. They were killed in a car by a drunk driver. I tried to commit suicide, but the police stopped me and I ended up in a mental health unit for a while. I decided to go to church one Sunday. They asked me where I live, so I told them. Church after church, the same thing. They treated me like a criminal. It was like a kick in the teeth. I wonder about Christians some days. They read their Bibles, go to their Bible study groups, go to their conferences, raise their hands in the air, thanking Jesus. Are they being taught rubbish? Or is it going in one ear and out the other? Makes you think, doesn't it? We sing the songs, we listen to the sermon, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We have a cup of coffee and chat with the same old people after the service. But what about that new person who just wandered in? You've never seen them before. Will you sidle up to them and ask them how they're going and why they're here? Well, will you? And when they share their tragic, difficult, messy, inconvenient story with you, will you be the one to wrap the arms of Jesus around them? Well, will you or not? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. So these three things continue: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Look, this isn't about condemning anyone. God isn't in the business of condemnation. He's in the business of making a powerful difference in your life and through you in the lives of so many others. So let me encourage you to stop by ChristianityWorks.com. Head across to the Media Lounge where you'll literally find thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find the Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.